Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast was recorded by the Australian College of Professionals on the 26th of October 2022. What are the changes to the New South Wales Property and Stock Agents Regulation 2022 that affect strata managers?
Strata. And we all love a good strata, some strata legislation. Well, I don't know about you, but I do. So there are changes to the strata regulations. Now, they came in 23rd of March 2022 with the new property and stock agent regulation when that was amended. Now, in relation to the strata issues, there's some minor changes. And these changes have obviously been included as they aim to increase consumer protection, which is pretty much everything that's in the Property and Stock Agents Act and its regulations. And it's trying to reduce the administrative load for agents. So the new rule in the regulation, which is actually, to be exact, it's Schedule 4, Part 1, that applies to strata managing agents and obviously their assistant agents working with them. So under that regulation, you're required to cooperate when transferring functions to a strata scheme or community land scheme. So what does that actually mean? It applies in situations where the agent's contract has ended and the scheme has decided to self-manage. Now, under the previous regulations, it simply stated that the strata managing agent only needed to cooperate with another agent who'd been appointed to take over the management of a strata scheme. So the change that's happened is that that requirement for cooperation is now extended to include a transfer of management from the strata managing agent to the owner's corporation in order for them to self-manage. So it's added that in there. Now, Fair Trading gave a six-month transition period to adjust to the changes. So that was from 23rd of March. That six-month period is obviously now over. So they're expecting agents to comply with those regulations and cooperate with a strata scheme who is wanting to move their management away from that particular strata manager. Obviously, there's more information about that, as always, on the Fair Trading website. So guys, have a look at that. But look, I don't know why, as an agent, you would want to continue managing a scheme where they weren't happy with you. So obviously you try every, you know, mediation and your dispute resolution and the looking at, you know, what their issues are and if there are any complaints or any of those sorts of things. But, you know, it is very much about, you know, if that relationship is over, then, you know, move it with a cooperative process across to either another agent or back to the owner's corporation for them to do it on their own. They'll probably find out how difficult it is to self-manage a strata scheme. And if you've done that in the best possible way, then the likelihood that they may come back to you is probably a little bit higher if you want them back. So that's your process there. So as I said, minor changes, but certainly a change.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.